Do you want me to call the attendants?
Okay.
I'm here. Yep.
I'm okay. So we get attendance.
Sure. Okay. Chairman DeLon?
Here.
Legislator Criswell?
Here.
Legislator Parity?
Yes.
Okay. 3 present, 2 absent. We have a quorum.
Very good. Thank you. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes and transcript of the May 4th meeting?
I'll move it.
All right. Second?
Somebody has to second it.
Jim. Yes.
Okay, I'll second it then. great, thank you. Dr. Roberts, it's all you.
Well, approved, the minutes approved, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Jim. A couple updates. One is we finished the spring semester. Actually, you know, we're getting close to the year end. And we'll come in about where we predicted that we would be, which is down 15 plus percent. But fortunately, because of the Relief Act, you know, we are financially going to be fine. There won't be any issues there. Our enrollment for the fall is interesting. You know, we watch it on a daily basis to really try to, you know, we segment the market to make sure that we, you know, we're not missing any particular area. But we had a report this morning that we're up 11% in part-time enrollment. We're down 12% in full-time enrollment. So it really is, really, it's coming true what we predicted is our headcount will be about the same, but students are just taking less credits for the fall. So our challenge now is to try to reverse that and try to, you know, get back to them and say, you need to take 1 or 2 or 3 more courses to round this out. We will have probably the best year for financial aid for students that I've ever seen in 30 plus years. Any student wanting to come, you know, it's virtually going to be, it's not going to cost anything. They're going to be able to get housing expenses, clothing expenses, food expenses, which has never been the case before. So as you know, as a community, I would appreciate it if we could spread the word to anybody interested that, you know, this is the time to re-engage in your education because the opportunities will be overwhelming and it won't last. It'll be one good year and hopefully we can get that enrollment turned around and we'll be where we need to be. Jamie's got some updates on finances and, you know, we're really pleased. You know, we're going to put together somewhat of a list of the capital projects that we've completed. We had we brought in a lot of the key players and we have a press release going out now that we've completed the water project. It only took 16 years, so we expedited, I guess. So we're real pleased with that. And, you know, we have the water, we have High Falls water, we have the meters running. We have good, clean drinking water for the first time. It's really nice. And capital projects, I'll let Jamie jump on some of the other ones, but we're looking forward to a good fall. We will do the budget presentation. I think Jamie has a tentative schedule that she'll present today. I think one of the resolutions that you have, or I think it's the only resolution you might have, is the tentative date of July 13th for I believe it's the public forum. So.
That's correct, yes.
And Jamie, you wanna take over?
Sure, yeah, thanks, Dr. Al. So as Dr. Al said, you know, it's a really exciting time to both be a student, but also to be an institution in higher ed. This is the only time that I can remember, and I'm sure others have said this will never happen again, where we're getting the federal stimulus funds directly from the federal government. And what's unique here is it's coming to the institution, but it's also going to be funding for students. So we're working on some really creative ways to get the money in the hands of students to make sure that their expenses are being met. And again, this funding for the students is very open-ended. So it's really for any cost of attendance, which again is just very exciting for any students looking to come into the SUNY system, to come to a community college, because now you're looking at an opportunity where you can leave without debt. So it's really an exciting opportunity for us. And as Dr. Al said, we're working through on our side to prioritize projects for the institutional funding, again, to give ourselves a leg up as we go through you know, the COVID pandemic and come out of it. So as Dr. Al said on budget, we will be before the Legislative Programs Committee in July. We'll be doing a presentation to the committee in July And then we'll also have the public hearing in July. And then at the end of July, we'll be doing an on-site public hearing at SUNY Ulster. So again, excited to go over the budget, walk through what we're looking to do for the upcoming year. But again, really exciting times, you know, in higher ed. On the capital side, SUNY has opened up capital project requests. So we're working with SUNY to develop some new capital project requests, and we'll be working with the county to include any new projects on our capital program. And then some of the ones were finished. Sorry, running around with kids. running around outside with children all the time. So just some quick updates on some of the capital projects we finished. So we're happy that the Vanderlyn pedestrian bridge is complete. We've also completed the skylight project, where we had a skylight that was leaking for many years. That one's been complete. The water line is very exciting. And we'll also be installing some water systems, as you have at the county, where you can do the refillable water stations. So we're excited to get those in as well. Any questions on those topics?
Well, I'll add one other thing. It was kind of a surprise to us. We had about 3 weeks ago, we got a note from the chancellor's office that the Biden administration was looking for a list of major projects to rebuild community colleges, and it's going across the country. So the 30 of us got together and we put together a list that was over $1 billion. But if any of that came to fruition, it would be a facelift that you have never seen before. If you look at our sidewalks, and so many other projects could just be renovated. Algonquin was a storage area at the back, in the rear of the college, that's turned into classrooms, and it's been there 30 plus years, and it's been put together with Band-Aids and tape and duct tape, and it could be totally renovated. Actually, we would rip it down and build a real facility back there. So you don't know what'll come of that. I know he's talking about rebuilding the country, and he certainly has his eye on community colleges. So it could be a better time to be involved with community college from our perspective. So truly excited about that.
Yeah, absolutely, Dr. Al.
That's great to hear. It's very exciting. All right, do we have any questions from anyone? No? Well, then I will move on to the resolution, which is resolution number 245, setting a public hearing on tentative budget of Ulster County Community College for the year 2021-2022, to be held on Tuesday, July 13th, 2021 at 6:05 p.m.
I'll move that for discussion.
Great. Any questions? All right. Get a second on this and move on to a vote.
One second.
All right.
Where'd you show up from?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Just when you thought it was safe, I showed up.
Just when I thought it was a good day.
Who let him in? Well, welcome, Dave. I'm glad you're here, actually. And thank you, Dr. Roberts, Jamie. Certainly, you're welcome to stick around if you like. We don't have that much time, and I really want to get into new business, which is on the non-county agency contract matrix draft. And see ya.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And so, we kind of were tasked with coming up with a contract matrix for all the various organizations that we fund. And so we had a number of collaborative meetings between Peter and myself and Vicki and Amber. And Amber and Vicki took what was a concept and turned it into the document that's been presented tonight. And I've asked Amber to come, and this is really her baby. And I think that, all credit should be thrown her way, because she did a terrific job on this. And, I don't think that, legislators typically fully understand the amount of work and the heart that goes into putting together a document like this. So Amber, I'm going to turn it over to you, and I want to thank you for all that you've done on this particular assignment.
Thank you very much. So there's two documents that were part of the committee meeting materials tonight. One being the application to request funding through the legislative body. And the other being the matrix, which is designed to be directly correlated and built off of the application. And that would be a means of grading each application that comes in. So what I did was first start with the policy and take exactly what the policy requires to be submitted as part of the application. What are the requirements for agencies requesting funding, and put that directly into the application so that we know first and foremost whether the agency is even applicable. Second is I took a lot of the conversations that have happened throughout my time with the legislature in various budget committee meetings, throughout the legislative program committee meetings, on these budget discussions, and put a lot of the feedback that I was hearing, a lot of the concerns that I was hearing into the matrix, which then kind of like bolstered up the application, because in order for you to grade these, the material has to be in front of you. So things like asking these organizations right off the bat what programs they run and what are the outputs of those programs and how do they directly benefit the community? How much of the community are they reaching? So all of that is all rolled into these two documents, really.
If I could just interrupt for a second, Amber, and it also asks the question, how does, you know, what you are doing as an organization play into what is the, you know, kind of the county's direction and needs too?
Yes. So I hope that everyone kind of like hears their own thoughts and hears their own voices when they read through it. And I hope that it helps achieve kind of a general direction for these discussions.
Good.
I don't know if folks have had the opportunity to actually review this document, but it's terrific. It's really a very good, very focused and professional document that I think will serve the legislature well for a long time. But, you know, with that said, we'd like information and feedback from you if this needs to be tweaked in any way. So, you know, please take a few minutes to go through it, make some notes and send it our way and tell us what you think.
Has it been sent out, Amber or Jim, today or yesterday? I forgot the meeting, but I don't remember reading that.
Only in the legislative program committee materials.
Well, I guess I missed it.
So just to this committee.
I guess I missed it then.
Yes.
I can resend it to you, John.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure you resend that to me too, Nettie.
Okay.
Yeah, actually send it to everyone. And you know, what I'd like is, you know, once this is reviewed by this committee, then I'd like this committee as a whole to send it out to the rest of the legislature. I want this to be your document.
Good.
And just in case, it's in your OneDrive right now, if that's helpful. Otherwise, I'll still send it out.
You talking to me? I don't know where my OneDrive even is. I usually, if I see it, I open it.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. All right. No problem at all. I'll get it to you.
Okay.
Send it to my email address.
Okay.
Great. Peter, do you have any comments on the process or the document?
I just wanted to double your thanks to Amber. It's great work on it. It's been a a very clear process of moving things forward step by step, and really good communication back and forth with Amber and with Vicky, and really, really appreciate that. So I just feel like this is going to be a game changer for assessing organizations that can be funded by legislative program dollars. I think it's a total game changer, and I'm really excited that we're moving this forward.
Thank you.
And hopefully at the end of the day, it just kind of streamlines the process too. Whereas before we were having several in-person meetings. So hopefully some of that can be achieved on paper beforehand.
Yeah, it should be. It should be very clear cut. Folks should know right off the bat whether they have a chance or not in making application, and we will too. Mm-hmm. So, any further questions, comments? Yes, probably not until you actually get the document and go through it. All right. Well, thank you, Amber, again, for being here and for doing that work.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yes. Old business, American Rescue Plan funding. Peter, did you want to speak to this?
Sure. Yeah, I'm fully moving forward with a proposal, like I talked about last time, in coordination with Stockade Works. I had a conversation with them, and they're very excited about it. And Mark, you and I had a bit of a follow-up on that, and I'm expecting that proposal is going to be coming within the next day or two. The holiday kind of mess things up for people, you know, trying to get people in together. But I think they're going to put together a very robust proposal that I think really works within the framework of seed funding for a project that's going to be a job creation project that then is going to be sustainable on its own as it moves forward. So I think it's going to hit all those boxes. It also hits the box of being in the arts, which is part of the Ulster 2040, you know, long-term vision, the maker's vision. So I think it really does check off a lot of different things that we're looking for to spend these monies. So I look forward to presenting that to the committee, and hopefully it will move forward.
And Dave, my assignment is having to do with training programs that are out there for job creation. So I'll have something shortly to the committee.
Yeah, that's what I was wanting to chime in about, you know, because we're trying to get this information together by, I think, June 18th. So we can actually start the process. We are going out and having some, you know, public hearings, and they're starting, I think actually the first one's tomorrow, right, Mark? And that's in Walk Hill. Is that in Walk Hill?
Correct. The first one is in Shangam tomorrow. I'm not sure the time. It's in the afternoon, I believe.
All right, yeah, I have to take a look at that again. So anyway, yeah, that's basically what I wanted to chime in on. I'm really glad that, you know, you were going to put forth some good, solid proposals, because, you know, we really want that. We want to make sure that this money is spent the best way we can spend this money. And so we're never, ever going to have this kind of opportunity again.
Agreed. All right. Any other old business?
Just Barry.
What'd you say?
Just John Barry. You're talking about old business. I figure you're looking at John Barry.
That's catching my breath.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get a motion to adjourn then. Move on to the next.
Motion. Yep. All motion right. to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Great. Thank you all for being here.
Okay, thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Hey, thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Hey, Mark, we're doing the COVID clinic tomorrow, just so you know.
Very good.
Okay, so we're advertising it, and I'm in touch with that. With